This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hello, Mediaite. You care for an interview from Kevin Jackson now? Hey, Time Magazine. You still want to talk to Kevin Jackson about the Kavanaugh thing and the lying skank comment that I tweeted? I mean, I'm still here. They're suddenly no longer begging for interviews. And by the way, there were at least five additional outlets that talked to me from even overseas. Kevin, can we talk to you about why you got fired from Fox? I'm not bringing that up. I mean, it's old news at this point. But what I want to say is this. The more digging they do on the other side of the aisle, the more they realize how right I was. One of my friends said to me, Kevin, you were ahead of Trump in talking about these trollops. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not trying to come down on these women. I said many times, I don't care what a woman does with her body. I'll even go farther than the government. You can sell it. Many guys feel like women sell it anyway. They feel like whether I'm buying it by the drink, so to speak, on when I'm soliciting a call girl or a prostitute, or I'm dating somebody who takes advantage of me for 6 months and then goes and has her way with my best friend. Either way, I paid for it. Come on, fellas, am I wrong? Have you met a girl like that used and abused you? And hey, I'm not exonerating us. We've gotten our pound of flesh, so to speak, because we've used and abused women too. And you know what? That's the way the cycle goes, and it will continue to be that way as long as there are men and women. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What is so difficult for us to just recognize human nature? Recognize the way things are, use words the way they're supposed to be used, and move on with life. When did we become children to where the government goes, that word is unacceptable, or some boss goes, you can't say that? What do you mean I can't say that? Look in the dictionary. Is that word there? Of course it's there, and it's to be used selectively. I happen to be a wordsmith. What are the leftist rags going to say in the history of this debacle created by the Democrats? Because let me tell you, they say, oh, it's not over. We're going to get Kavanaugh. Oh, let me tell you something. It ain't over. We're going to get you. We're going to get you, Democrats. You people have shown. Look, we've recognized it. The people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and including myself, we've recognized it. We started recognizing it, I don't know, a decade ago. You have your own timeline, but I'll tell you this. If you're listening to this program, somewhere along the last 20 years, you started going, something's happening in my country. This doesn't feel the way it used to feel. And finally it came to a head. I'll tell you when mine was. Mine was around in the early part of 2008, when I knew Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton was going to become president, and I watched how the media orchestrated it. And then I remember exactly when I told this, I was at a coffee shop, and we were talking about who's going to win. And I said, the guy was a huge Hillary supporter, which I couldn't understand, but I said, well, you can put that to rest. She's not going to be president. And he's giving me the litany of reasons why Barack Obama shouldn't be president, because he loved Hillary. His old white dude. He would get on one of those cycles that those little two wheeled cycles that people loved. I think they called it the It, but I don't know what it's called. But he rode that to the coffee shop every day, and it was when it was an early thing before everybody had one. So it was kind of interesting to watch him on it, but. He was the one that told me how unqualified Barack Obama was, and I looked him in his face and I said, well, that guy's going to be your next president. And that's what's scary. I go, Hillary's scary. He's really scary. And the dude started crying. I'm not lying. And he was, and he started talking about Barry Goldwater. And I looked at him and said, look, don't try to cry for me, Argentina. Barry Goldwater was not a racist. Barry Goldwater was ahead of his time in his thinking. And you people have made him into a bad guy. And I'm lecturing this dude while he's, he's, what do you call it? You know, he's like, oh, choked up. That's the word I'm looking for. He's choked up. Because I told him his girl, Kankles, ain't going to be president. And he, I think you're right. And he started crying. And look, I cried too. I'm not concerned about that. I'm just saying that's what he did. He broke into tears. And then guess what happened? Barack Obama was president. And the world went on complete nutcase, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to get all the words right. So the world went crazy. The media suddenly, Barack Obama could do no wrong. You know, we could do no right. It didn't matter what he did. Everything was good. And we were all racist if you didn't accept him, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you know the history. You know the outcome. So this is where we are. And now we are viciously undoing all this stuff, and they can't handle it. And so they're striking back any way they can, these leftists. Any way they can. Attack. There are sinners that do nothing but attack people. Oh, Kevin Jackson said this. Oh, so-and-so said that. You know, attack, attack, attack. And I'll talk more about this because Hillary Clinton says we deserve it. Maxine Waters says to find these people, harass them, get them out of restaurants, harass them wherever they are. The more popular they are, harass them. Let me tell you something. They're going to harass the wrong Negro, and that might be me, because I'm going to tell you something. You get in my face, I'm going to put you in supine position. So harass, harass away. I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. Somebody tweeted to me, all these conservatives need, those people that supported Kavanaugh need to be killed. I mean, this girl tweeted that Kavanaugh needed to be killed and so did Trump. And then another one tweeted that we need to die. We as conservatives, look, I got a difference of opinion with these bonehead, idiotic leftists. I don't want them dead. I've never threatened any of them. I've never read somebody say something, you know, completely bonehead leftist, brain dead moron, you know, moron, and said, ooh, I want to kick your butt for saying something so stupid. I just chuckle and move along. They don't. These people will track you down at a baseball game and try to kill you. These people will track you down wherever you are and try to kill you. I have a guy right now. He's threatened my life. I told him, bring it, man. He's in email. He's threatened my life. Over what? Because I make comments that say, I think these women were lying? Wow. These people are crazy, folks. And I'm going to tell you just how much. You're listening to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, back in the day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Meantime, I'm going to get a reaction from the other side of the aisle. To do that, I'm joined here in studio by House Intel Ranking Member Adam Schiff of California. You were sitting here the whole time from the top of the show, so I want your reaction to what you heard there from Senator Johnson.
Well, my reaction is this. For Senator Johnson or any of the GOP senators to say they treated Dr. Ford with respect, that's not what I saw when the president was mocking her at a political rally. That's not what I saw when Republican senators, except for a very small few, said nothing in the face of these attacks on a sexual assault victim. And most important, you don't show her respect merely by sitting silent and have someone else ask your questions and then refuse to do a meaningful investigation of what she had to say. That is not respect. And as a former prosecutor, I can tell you that to investigate allegations that are decades old, first of all, you cannot do in a week. But second, the fact that the FBI didn't even take the full week, that people that had corroborating information were not even interviewed because I'm sure the FBI was not allowed to interview them. That's not showing her respect. It's not showing the country respect. But at the end of the day, they were interested in the truth. And hide as they might behind Susan Collins, All they cared about was putting another conservative on the court. Is Brett Kavanaugh really the best this country has to offer? And I think you're absolutely right, Alex. As long as he's on that court, there will be a cloud and a taint hovering over him and every opinion that he issues.
There ain't gonna be nothing tainted about Justice Kavanaugh. Adam Schiff would love to make us believe that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to. Are you kidding? He's going to be tainted.
Every decision that he makes, everything that he does will be tainted.
No, it won't. The left are losing their mind over this loss. This is a huge loss. I want you to think about the level of investment that's been made here. The Me Too movement is getting crushed. Feminist, crushed. The hairy underarm crowd, you know, those gals, they're getting crushed. The media, man, look, we'll talk more about this in a bit, but Grassley is, he's ready to, he's good, he's loaded for bear. Who else? Every Democrat that didn't vote for Kavanaugh is under fire. The women that claim that this is all about abortion and what's going to happen, I talked earlier and I asked a very simple question. Who's winning in the abortion battle? Are the unborn winning? We got day after pills. Pretty soon there'll be week after pills. Pretty soon there'll be month after pills. Pretty soon there'll be, you know, things that, I mean, come on, we are making so much progress in the human genome and all these other things. I mean, in targeted areas or whatever, you better know that a woman will be able to kill a baby at any point up until the time of the baby being born. You can bet on your, you can take it to the ranch, man, that there will be a pill that can kill a baby up until the moment of its birth, and you can decide if you want to do it. That's how well the abortion industry is working today. Planned Parenthood isn't even needed, if you really think about it. They keep it there because it's a ruse. It makes people believe that there are people fighting for the rights of women. The only rights that women have that they, quote, enjoy is the ability to kill a baby. Guys, we don't have it. We want to kill a baby. We got to kill it. You know what I mean? And what's funny, if you were to go and punch a woman in the stomach, don't do it. I mean, that would be a horrible thing to do. But I'm just saying, if a dude punched a woman in the stomach, the law in any abortion-friendly area would still tell
you, he killed two people. The woman and her unborn child,
because they would want you to sympathize with this woman. But if the woman kills it, well, then it's just, you know, it's a zygote. It's just cells forming or whatever else. And the industry of abortion is getting so much better. So let's, for the sake of discussion, I want you just to push that thought out there. What happens if a woman could kill a baby up until the moment of its birth by just popping a pill in her mouth and making that baby stillborn? What would the abortion advocates, what would they be able to say? What would they say about these conservative judges? It's our bodies! Yeah, and you can take that pill anytime you want. Now, we could argue, you know,
you shouldn't take that pill in the first trimester, except in the first trimester, the second trimester.
But let's say, for the sake of discussion, they could take it anytime, decide they want to kill it. So they no longer needed these Planned Parenthood places for women's health issues. What if Planned Parenthood actually had to do mammograms? Man, that would be horrible. But let's take it to there and say that happened. What would be their rationale? Because they say sophisticated women, the most intellectual women, are those on the left. And what it is these are college, you know, educated women who want to be in control of their bodies. Now, I jokingly say, yeah, you're so much in control of your body, if you go prostitute, you'll go to jail. That's how in control of your body you are. The government would go, come here. Fork it over. Fork over that money. So you're either going to give the government some money and go do it legally in a brothel somewhere, or you're going to give me money and get out of jail. You're going to get in a system, girlfriend. That's how much you own your body. You don't own your body. But they make it about that, but they never complain about government. If women really wanted to fight for women's rights with their bodies, why aren't they fighting for legalized prostitution? I'm saying, feminists, the hairy underarm girls, you got something. Get the man out of the headlock and go fight for women's rights to be prostitutes. I'm saying, look, I'll put it to you this way. I'm not going to ever fight for a dude's right to be a prostitute. I'm just not. I don't really care. And quite frankly, I don't care what a woman does with her body. But I'm saying, if you're going to fight for your rights, you want to fight for your rights to kill a baby, but you don't want to fight for your rights to be a prostitute, to make money if you need it. You might have to feed yourself by doing that. Why should you have to, you, what do they call it with illegals? Live under the radar. That's what they do, right? I got to live under the radar. You're living under the radar. You're living under the radar as a woman. If you can't go out, maybe you're a single mom. One of the biggest issues we have in America is kids being raised by single moms. Single moms going out, what do they say? She can only make minimum wage. Well, then let her prostitute. Let her go hit a street corner. Let her go make $50, $100 a pop, whatever it is. I don't know what the going rate is today. Don't anybody tell me, but you know, I don't want to be tweeted, Kevin, it's $35.95. You know, I can paint that car. No, I don't want to know. But whatever it is, it's better than making a few bucks an hour. Because, you know, you go out on the corner. Look, I know it's fraught with danger, right? It's a good, she may have to get a pimp. Let the government pimp her. Let the government say, you can go get with, you know, Uncle Ruckus over there, or you can come and be part of our stable, and we'll give you 80%. I mean, that's what they do to us. That's what they do to regular working people. They pimp us out for the tax base. Well, do the same with these girls. But they say it's about that. Is it really? I ask you, is it about that? What happens when it's completely okay to kill a baby that way? What are they going to fight for? Aren't you curious?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Turkish court freed American pastor Andrew Brunson on Friday after he spent nearly 2 years in jail and more time under house arrest after he was charged with terrorism and espionage. Brunson's sister Lauren joined Fox News shortly after the news broke.
I remember even now the initial message that we got saying that they had been detained, and that was the last message. They got out for another 12 days after that, for a total of 13 days, no communication at all. Since then, it's just been like a nightmare day after day.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced a new Get Tough immigration bill that would build the rest of President Trump's border wall, punish sanctuary cities, and stiffen penalties on repeat illegal immigrants. And President Trump will be hosting another one of his Make America Great Again rallies. That's the third one this week, this one being held in Lebanon, Ohio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, everybody, we got a ton to talk about. Yeah, Obama's going to be campaigning. Yeah. He's coming out of his swamp rat hole. We'll talk about that. Serena Williams was in the news throwing temper tantrums, pulling the woman card. Mueller got his guy. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, Mueller got his guy. Woo! The chips are starting to fall. Conservatives, be afraid. Be very afraid. Yeah, Alex Jones kicked off Twitter. McCabe's back in the hot seat. You heard this story? Burt Reynolds died. And we still got the fallout of Nike. And Levi's is in the mix as well. We got a ton to talk about. A ton to talk about. I want to finish what we talked about earlier, because I was talking about Donald Trump and I asked a couple of questions, but I ended the last segment on, if Donald Trump is really deserving of impeachment by the 25th Amendment, invoking the 25th Amendment, which says that the president is incapacitated, physically or mentally or whatever. So the left wants you to believe Donald Trump is insane. Now, he's the same Donald Trump from when we elected him. And I've seen nothing but very sane activities, but you have to understand the world you live in when you're talking about leftist sanity. For them is insanity. When you talk about getting back $800 billion in trade and correcting that imbalance, they think you're insane. They say you're starting a war. When you say that you want your NATO, your partners, your allies in the war on terror to buck up and cover their own debts and do what the commitment of the agreement is, they think it's insane talk. When you say, I want to talk about the denuclearization of North Korea, and I'm going to use our trade policy and what we do with China to do that, they say, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? Then when they want to, you know, have this false narrative that you're involved with the Russians, and then you go beat up the Russians and say, hey, Europe, why are you buying your oil from the enemy? You need to be buying your oil from us and your peers, your partners. They go, you're in bed with Putin when you're trying to shut down his economy. Yeah, I'm just giving you some examples. When you say, you know what, I don't think we should be allowing illegals over here who are killing our citizens, like Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle and thousands of others. They're raping, they're sex trafficking, human trafficking little kids, separating children from their families with these long treks, violating our constitutional rights as citizens of the United States, violating our laws, taking jobs away from citizens and so on. They accuse you of being xenophobic. How dare you? How dare you fight for the rights of the citizens of this country when there are people out there doing dastardly things like stealing identities and stealing jobs and stealing precious resources that could be going to America's underprivileged? And their excuse? Well, these people are underprivileged too. as if you had something to do with it. Because, you know, you Americans, we Americans, your people, you're mean, you're bad. How dare you not want to give your money up to somebody else? How dare you not realize that the government is a better spender of your money, despite being $21 trillion in debt? Now, I don't know what that translates to you, but in my household, it would be like me owing $50 million and people still giving me money. Can you imagine? I just want you to think, if my nonprofit was, I was out buying yachts and Ferraris and, you know, beach houses and whatever else, and these people would be, well, Kevin, you can't keep spending like, oh, yeah, no, it's no problem. It's no problem. I could be, you know, so what, my net worth is only, you know, $500,000 or whatever it is. And I'm spending $50 million. It's okay. It's okay. I'll just go print some money. Yeah, Barack Obama, who won't show you his grades, is brilliant. Donald Trump, who is a graduate of Wharton and went on to become a multi-billionaire, he's a knucklehead. He's unhinged. He's unfit to serve as president. Look at the witch hunt of Mueller and ask yourself, well, Hillary Clinton sold America's 20% of America's uranium to the Russians, got $140+ million donation to her foundation. Her husband spoke in Russia for $500,000 on the heels of this. The Podesta brothers have gotten over $20 million from the Russians while they were in cahoots with Manafort. And I could go on. 50 people in their staffs have met with the Russians routinely, including oligarchs and bankers and what have you, and it's easy to follow the money thread. Donald Trump has somebody that may have tried to set up a meeting so they could get some dirt on Hillary Clinton for the campaign, and they are investigating Donald Trump for collusion with the Russians. And not a single thing going on with Hillary Clinton. But the left say, you're crazy. You're unhinged. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. In a period where Barack Obama lost almost 5 million jobs, Donald Trump has gained almost 2 million. For those of you doing the math, that's a 7 million delta. And they don't want to give this man any credit. Lowest unemployment in history for blacks, Latinos, and women. They don't want to give him any credit. Stock market has set so many records, it's become boring. It's become rather blasé to discuss it. Kevin, the stock market went over 26,000 and set a new record. Oh, whatever. Anyway, what are we going to eat? Nobody has to care. No leftist would have predicted that Donald Trump would have the stock market nearing 26,000, having crested 26,000. He's created trillions of dollars of wealth, not only in the stock market, but in bringing back home values. He's made America safer. He's made the world safer. Do I need to go into foreign policy in any real detail? Does anybody know that China, Donald Trump said he's ready to do $200 billion of tariffs on China, and he's ready to go. Do you think the Chinese are not going to blink? Because they already have. The G7, we're going to straighten Donald Trump out, whatever, with the trade issue. Donald Trump has the G7 by the yin-yang. That's what he's waving them around. And believe me, the dog is wagging the tail finally, and the G7 came, they saw, and they got their butts kicked. Donald Trump conquered them, all of them, with a very simple phrase. You've been screwing us for decades, and it's over. And they got the message. Mexico, same thing. Go look at the numbers. Mexico will build our wall. We will no longer have a $72 billion trade deficit with Mexico. On that, you can take it to the bank. I tell you this, it will not happen. We will not let it happen. Next. President Trump has extended the longest recovery in history. Now, while Obama required quantitative easing of $8 trillion+ to stimulate the economy, Trump requires no affirmative action types of a crutch in order to save the economy. He's doing it the way it's supposed to be done, by creating jobs and creating opportunities and lowering taxes and getting rid of onerous government legislation that is being felt. year after year. I want you to consider it this way. Donald Trump removed $2 trillion a year of onerous legislation. So businesses now no longer, I'm talking about the entirety of American business, no longer has all these stupid rules and regulations that was hindering them. Now we're into the second year of that. Another $2 trillion. $4 trillion got returned to our marketplace by that simple move. And he's continuing to do it. That's how good this guy is. Next year, it'll be another $2 trillion back into the economy. And in the third year, his fourth year, when he does it, he will have erased all of Barack Obama's $8 trillion of funky, phony money that was printed that had no backing in productivity by the United States. And the reason why there was no backing in productivity, what I'm saying is there weren't enough new workers to take on that burden. He just artificially doubled our debt for no reason whatsoever, except in his view, to save the economy, because he refused to cut taxes, he refused to listen to Republicans, and he implemented that skunk Obamacare. And Donald Trump said, we don't need any of it. Boom. And when Obamacare is officially gone, you're going to see another boost. Trump's approach was to bring new jobs. Lowest unemployment for blacks, women, and Latinos. I repeated that because I wanted you to understand that's a trifecta. And the jobs that Trump brought here aren't Juan Valdez jobs either, folks. He added 400,000 new manufacturing jobs, and he's got R&D coming back to America. We are the best thinkers on the planet because we have so much of an amalgam of other people. We can think, outthink any other country in the world, maybe outside of Israel. And in, to be honest with you, a lot of the Israeli ingenuity comes from us as well, comes from our ideas. Although some leftists want to credit Obama, they can do what they want. There is no way you can tell me that 2% being the new norm and that we aren't going to be able to bring manufacturing back, and you can't save these other jobs, manufacturing jobs, is something that Obama can walk back and then want to try to take credit for the economy. Good luck with that. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I said I was going to talk more about this Bob Woodward thing, and I certainly am, because earlier in the broadcast, I called Bob Woodward a liar, and I told you I would be able to prove it to you, because he is a liar. We played clips of people extolling the virtues of Bob Woodward. What did, what's his name, Jake Tapper say about him? He gave him the highest compliment. Something, what did he tell him? He said he's a meticulous and highly respected reporter. And John Kerry, earlier, he made a comment about Woodward. You know, he's the man. You know, he's a great reporter. He's got his book. I mean, the Bob Woodward book. Like, it's beyond reproach. Because that's what the left does. They got to make an icon out of the person that they want to use. Now, Michael Brown Jr., he's an icon. I mean, to us, we know what he is in reality. He's a thug who got himself killed, but not to the left. No. He's an icon. He's iconic. How can he, you know, he's gone. He's beyond. He's trans. What am I trying to say? He's, you know, gone into the next realm. People will never forget the name Michael Brown. They will always hold him in esteem. The guy goes into a bodega, strong arm robs a guy, threatens him, goes out, tries to kill a cop, gets himself killed, and the left go, he's an icon, someone we should be proud of. For years we'll talk about Michael Brown until somebody comes along one of these days in history and goes, okay, I looked at the evidence here, and he's just a thug that got himself killed. Why are they calling him the Gentle Giant on his way to college? Same with Bob Woodward. Bob Woodward is a relic. He's a relic. He's like John McCain. He's a relic. You know, John McCain, POW, 1960s, coming back, you know, doing what he had to do. Hero. But go 10 years past that, 20 years past that, he's a goat. He's a relic. He's a relic. What are you looking at me for? You're not a crazy. Don't act like you like McCain. He's a relic. Somebody that should have been out to pasture years ago. Woodward's the same way. Look, I get it. These guys want to make a living. They want to maintain their standards of living. So they come out from time to time, dust off the old, I worked during the Nixon administration. This looks similar. It, you know, it's kind of like when you got a hammer, everything, it looks like a nail. That's what Woodward is. Everything that comes out, well, it reminds me of Richard Nixon. You know, at a time when I exposed Richard Nixon. Woodward and Bernstein. Wasn't enough that they made a movie about these relics years ago. Try to make that movie today. Number one, the story is so benign, nobody cares. Richard Nixon taped the Democrats. You know, he made recordings of himself, you know, while they were trying to bug the Democrats' office. Let me tell you, if you want to make a movie, do a day in the life of Barack Obama. Man, I'd pay to see that. I ain't going to lie. I'm not talking about his bathhouse trysts with old white men. I'm talking about a day in the life of President Obama doing his dirty. That I'd pay to see. Anyway, they got to make these heroes out of people. In order for Barack Obama, they know he's a horrible president. They know everything about Barack Obama we know. But they've invested too much, so they got to make him a hero. We've rolled out Barack Obama. He's back on the campaign trail. Look at what we're about to do to you. I've talked most of this broadcast today about, that's like bringing your four-year-old to a kickboxing match and saying, I brought my four-year-old here and don't make me put him in the ring with you, buddy. You're bringing a slingshot to a gunfight. Okay, go ahead, David. Go on. Rock falls on David's head as he hits the ground. Hey, come on. They got to make heroes. Heroes out of goats. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has the thinnest resume on the planet. If you take away everything that people gave her, she's got nothing. Failed the bar in D.C. Got driven out of her job. Fired from a campaign because they said she was too corrupt. Had ethics problems. Worked at the Rose Law Firm and all she did there was try to feather her nest. Why'd she get that job? Because she married a hick who wanted to be, who had political aspirations and who had a pretty good style about him. And that's why we're talking about Hillary Clinton. Or else you wouldn't even know who she is. But she says she's pro-woman, she's pro-child. Look at her record and show me anywhere Hillary Clinton is pro-woman or pro-child other than lip service. Other than lip service. It doesn't exist. But they want us to believe, man, she's a hero. She should have been president. Anybody that believes that should be beaten, should be flogged. I'm just kidding, and I wouldn't beat you or flog you over your political views, but I'm just saying, if you wanted Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States, you need to have your sanity checked. It's really that simple. This is a woman who would not pee on you if you were on fire. It's unbelievable how crazy people are. Anyway, I told you, Bob Woodward, he's one of those guys. They got to canonize him. Make him big. He's a liar, clearly so. And how do I know? Because you're going, Kevin, you're pretty sure about this. And let me tell you why I know. Because there are things that you will do, and there are things that you won't do. And if you lived in the D.C. bubble, or you understand it to any degree, there are things you will do, and there are things you won't do. It doesn't matter who it is. I've had many conversations with people, and they go, off the record? Go, yeah, this is what I believe. And you go, okay. They go, we back on the record? Sure. And then they say something completely different. So, here's what I'll tell you. Bob Woodward is a liar. He's a blatant liar from his book. And here's what CBS reported. President Trump strongly criticized Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, Trump in the White House, as a total fraud, a work of fiction, totally discredited. But Woodward said he drew from hundreds of hours of interviews from his book, which is published by Simon & Schuster, division of CBS. The book depicts a chaotic White House with details from participants and witnesses in the Trump administration. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, lie. Lie. If Bob Woodward can't get interviews with people in the Trump administration, not anybody serious. Ask whether he would release any of the interview tapes. Woodward told CBS this morning, well, if someone really wants to challenge me, of course. But I, again, have made agreements with people that these sources are going to remain confidential. Now, that lie defies your sensibilities. Yeah, you heard it right. See, Woodward claims that he promised people anonymity. Now, these days in media, who cares about anonymity? Because most of their, and I'm using my finger quote, sources are figments of the media's imaginations anyway. And the same is true of Woodward. Woodward knows it is a new day in media, not the way it used to be when they would hold his feet to the fire and say, you confirm that you have sources in the White House that said this. I want multiple points of contact here. I watched the movie where they got this guy who had been writing fictitious stories, always breaking these crazy good stories. And then they started going back looking at his work and went, this doesn't make sense. Because it didn't. It was all lies. So Woodward's lying because he wants you to believe that he's got sources in the White House. Second, after claiming, get this, that he's going to protect his reputation, the reputation of true journalism, he threatens to throw his sources under the bus. He says, if I need to reveal my sources in order for people to believe it, I'll do it. I could release these sources. Oh, but wait a minute. But then again, I can't. Because I'm so honorable that I would never do that to my sources. Now, how's that for a nice little blanket of protection that he's given himself? I'd do it. Except I've given my word, and I can't. Well, I have another theory, Bob Woodward. You've given your word, and you can't do it because you don't have it. Here's what he says. I spent over a year on this. I have literally hundreds of hours of tapes with people who were there. If you've looked at the book, they're very specific incidents, and it's kind of, well, it opens the window. Guess who said almost the identical thing? The guy who wrote Fire and Fury. And then he ends up on with Nora Roberts or Nora something, Nora O'Donnell on CBS. I know her name's Nora. White chick. They all look alike. Anyway, he goes on Nora's show and he says, hey, she says, well, how many hours did you spend with the president?
Well, over a period of a year, I spent, all of 30 seconds.
And she's like, whoa, hold on a second, Kimo Savi. And she pins him down. And suddenly, everything falls apart. And the same is true of Woodward. Woodward thinks he's going to get away with this because he's going to say, I don't want to reveal my sources. He's going to become off principle. You can't make me reveal my sources. No, you're right, because they don't exist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.